All right, we've now been rejoined by Christopher Bell, our Busch Light poll winner for tomorrow's Las Vegas Motor Speedway race for the NASCAR Cup Series. Christopher, welcome back. Can you take us through what you saw out there?
Sure. It's pretty simple, really. Just takes a lot of commitment here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway to qualify well, and my team got their P's and Q's right, and we had a lot of grip, and I held my foot down, and we won the pole.
Short and sweet. All right, we're going to open it up for questions. We'll start with Reed.
Reed Spencer with the NASCAR Wire. After that lap, are you sure you want to bring the short track package here?
It's time. The evolution of the next-gen car from 2022 to where we are today, it doesn't feel like we're on the same, you know, the same rules package. And it's time. Yes.
And seriously, it looked like both you and some of your Toyota teammates were relatively unaffected by the bumps, whereas they affected other people. Was that more set up or more the line you picked?
I would assume it's set up. Just from the data that I was seeing, it looked like pretty much everybody ran the same line. And certainly the line that the next-gen cars run is a lot different than the Xfinity cars, and that's due to the bumps and how our cars take the bumps. But pretty much everybody in the field knows now that, you know, turn one and two, you got to take the smooth line through there. And from what I saw, I think most people were doing that. So, yeah, it's a compromise. Every time you come to Las Vegas Motor Speedway, it's a compromise of getting your car to have as much grip as you can have in three and four without the bumps hindering you in turns one and two. So, you know, you obviously, any time that you make the car drive better across the bumps, you're giving up performance on the smooth part of the racetrack. And my team nailed it. You know, they did as good as any of them today.
Brian?
Brian Twining, Bleacher Nation Professors Media Group. Obviously, you said your team hit their P's and Q's, but tomorrow is going to be much hotter than it was today, you know, increasing the slickness of the track. So how much change do you expect to have to put into the car, and is the racing going to resemble anything that we saw in practice?
Man, I think it'll be, you know, a pretty standard Las Vegas race. You know, the temperature is going to be elevated compared to what we normally have on the spring race, but, you know, the fall, it's normally, I think, similar from what I understand. So, yeah, I would assume it's going to be very similar to the Vegas races that we've had in the fall. I like it. The slicker it is, the more enjoyable it is to race these cars. Hotter and more uncomfortable inside the car, but the racing product seems to benefit whenever it's hot and slick outside. So I like it, and I'm looking forward to it.
We're going to go in the back to Cameron and then up front to Jeff.
Cameron Richardson, NASCAR.com. Over the years, we've seen a handful of Cup drivers either just plateau or fizzle out entirely from the Cup Series. But what do you make of someone like SVG, where, yeah, we knew he was going to be good on the road courses, but for him to just continue this high trajectory on ovals, just what do you make of that?
I think everybody said it. You know, if he clearly has the skill set to be he has the skill set and is a top level talent. And I think if you give him enough experience, he's going to figure out, you know, whatever type of racing he wants to figure out. Fortunately for his competitors and unfortunately for him, you know, the format handicaps him tremendously. You know, if he would have done this years ago where we had hours of practice and multiple sets of tires for practice, I think he would have been a lot further along. But, you know, the format that we race under today with one set of tires for a 20-minute practice session, I think has you know, taken him a little bit longer to develop the oval stuff, but he's clearly getting the hang of it. And it's not going to be long before he's a factor on an oval.
We'll go to Jeff, and then we have two questions in the middle.
Are the grasshoppers all gone? They're not a factor, right? Like, you can't see them, like, hopping around in front of your car or anything, right?
No, you step on them all the time, but I haven't seen them out on the track.
Okay.
Tom?
Yes. Thank you. Christopher, as the drivers were turning in their laps, are you surprised, honestly, that you pulled off going under 29 with that lap? I mean, because you were full 1,500s better than, and I'm already blanking out on who was number two.
I mean, I didn't know what lap time I was going to run, but just from practice, I think in practice what I ran like a 29:30, so a half a second pickup is, I think it's pretty much in line with what we normally pick up from practice to race trim. So I from that standpoint, I don't think it was a surprising, you know, lap time, but to beat the field by, you know, over a tenth is something that's not very, you know, you don't see that very often. So just goes to show that my engineers and my crew chief and my mechanics, they executed really well. The Toyotas clearly have plenty of speed in them. And whenever I kept seeing, you know, Toyota after Toyota go and jump to the top of the pylon, I knew that we were going to be in position to have a good lap. And thankfully, you know, I didn't make any mistakes on my lap, and my team did their job, and we got rewarded for it.
Behind him to Noah.
Noah Reed, Kenny Wallace Media. Going back to your comments earlier about Shane and practice, I wanted to ask you, you've talked about changing the horsepower package, it's time for a change. Do you think it's time to change the practice? I saw a post on X earlier this week that said, man, looking back at like 2008, there was practice and qualifying on Friday, multiple sessions on Saturday. Is that something you would like to see return?
I'm probably indifferent on it. The biggest thing for me is having tech before practice. That is a, you know, we have this practice session. We only have one set of tires, which at most racetracks, that means you get one run in practice. Here at Vegas is a little bit unique because there's not as much tire deg, so some people got two. But it's not a lot of practice. And then with tech being before practice, you don't have the opportunity to change your car or, you know, try a different setup or anything like that. So, you know, I'm okay with having the amount of practice that we have, but it would be nice to be able to make changes to your car before, you know, the race day. So, I don't know. It seems like everybody in the industry is pretty content with the way it is, going through tech and then practicing and then going into qualifying and the race. But it doesn't give you an opportunity to work on your cars. And then from the standpoint of Shane, you know, not having any time or tire allotments is hindering him. But for me, selfishly, I would like to be able to work on your cars after practice.
And then Shane obviously coming in with a ton of previous experience. But then when you look at drivers like a Corey Day, for example, who's jumping in from a dirt discipline, and he doesn't have the years worth of just behind the wheel that Shane does. You know, when you were coming up from the dirt ranks into stock cars, you had a ton. So how much different is it now compared to what Corey's going through?
Yeah, I mean, I think Corey and Shane fall into the same category of being hindered by the lack of practice and qualifying. And I don't know if they still have rookie tests. Like whenever I came into the sport, I remember going to at least truck and Xfinity rookie tests. And I don't know if that's still around or not, but certainly, you know, the way NASCAR operates right now makes it tough for people coming into the sport. You're just at a major disadvantage and you don't have, you know, any practice time or tires to, you know, learn and try and improve without, you know, you just get thrown right into the races.
Any final questions? We'll come up to Cole.
Cole Cusimano, Speed Freaks and AZ Central. Christopher, when Denny was walking out, you were walking in, you said, slow down. But you were fast in practice, fast in qualifying, obviously. Was that just you being humble, or do you see something in the 11 car that you feel like they're going to be the car to beat tomorrow?
Yeah, well, they beat me in practice. I won the one-lap race, but he was consistently faster than me over the course of the entire practice session. So, it's a good thing we're not racing today.
All right, Christopher, congrats and good luck tomorrow.